So my friends, do you think Jesus is having a bad day here? Because he's just told us in the gospel that unless we hate our mother and father, our spouse, our children, our brothers and sisters, unless we hate even our own life, we can't be counted among Jesus' disciples. Wow. For me, it's difficult, even impossible, to imagine that this Jesus who calls us to love our neighbor as ourselves, to turn the other cheek, who teaches us that there's no greater love than to lay down our life for our friends, that this same Jesus would also counsel us to hate those closest to us as a requirement for following him. My friends, scripture scholars tell us that Jesus wasn't being literal here, but was using a kind of hyperbole. In other words, he was exaggerating to shock his listeners. They also go on to suggest that we try to understand this particular passage in terms of preference rather than hate, like this. If we want to follow Jesus, we'll need to prefer him to our parents. We'll need to prefer him to our spouse, our children, our brothers and sisters. That we'll need to prefer Jesus to our very selves. In other words, Jesus' point here is that the road will be hard. There's a cost to following Jesus into the kingdom. The cross will be heavy, and we need to be prepared for the journey. In other words, don't cling to things of the world. Know what you're getting into. It's all or nothing. Our commitment to Jesus then has to be total and complete. And nothing, not even family, possessions, not even our life, can hold us back. Someone who understood that and lived it was Blessed Mother Teresa, today officially Saint Teresa of Calcutta. You could say that Mother Teresa was a woman who took today's gospel quite literally. She gave up all she had, left family and friends in Albania, her religious community of the Loreto Sisters, gave away all her possessions and carried her cross to minister to the poorest of the poor on Calcutta's streets and in its slums. Many people idolized her when she was alive and called her a living saint. Surely, her reward must have been great. But it turned out Mother Teresa really felt that consolation in her ministry. For 50 years, she lived in spiritual darkness, feeling abandoned by God. She writes, and I quote, "The silence and emptiness is so great that I look and do not see, listen and do not hear. How long will the Lord stay away?" End of quote. As she began her ministry in Calcutta, she wrote, again, I quote, "I call, I cling, I want. And there is no one to answer, no one on whom I can cling, no one. Alone, where is my faith? Even deep down in there, there is nothing but emptiness and darkness. I have no faith." End of quote. And much later in her life, she wrote to one of her Jesuit spiritual directors, "Tell me, Father, why is there so much pain and darkness in my soul?" So, my friends, you see, the cost of discipleship can indeed be very high. But perhaps the real message of today's gospel, then, is simply to be a realist about Jesus' call in our lives. A lot of times we tend to think of the crosses we bear as disorders, complications, disappointments, even people we are forced to endure. But in reality, God lays upon our shoulders crosses, talents, abilities, skills, gifts that can be sources of hope, of joy, of life, of resurrection for ourselves and for others. Jesus calls those who would be his disciples by picking up those crosses for the sake of others who are stumbling under heavier crosses than ours. Jesus calls us to love and forgive without limit or condition, to give totally and completely, regardless of the cost or sacrifice. That's the cross that Jesus asks us to take up. Jesus challenges us to live every moment of our lives as a time of preparation and planning for much greater and lasting things than this world of ours offers. My friends, what Jesus is looking for here is first dibs, if you will, on our commitment to him. Jesus is asking us to prefer him to everyone else and to everything else. Jesus is asking that if we will prefer him to our family, to our own comfort, and to our own possessions. Jesus is asking if when it's time for us to walk the walk, that we will prefer him to everything else. I think Jesus is asking a lot here and knows that our wanting to prefer him above all will come at a cost. And Jesus describes that cost as the cross. Brothers and sisters, Jesus' sobering words in today's gospel are meant to make us fully aware of the cost of following him before we embrace something we're not prepared for. The gift of grace comes at the price of the same cross that awaits Jesus in Jerusalem. Thus, we need to remember that Jesus asks a lot of us, and indeed everything, and not just on this day, but on all 7 days of the week. I think we can take some consolation from today's first reading from the Book of Wisdom. Who can know God's counsel, or who can conceive what the Lord intends? I suppose you could say that Mother Teresa of Calcutta learned that the hard way. Wisdom is the Holy Spirit of God, whom Jesus gives to all who believe. And thus were the paths of those on earth made straight. Mother Teresa never gave up on the Lord and never turned her back on the calling Jesus gave her. St. Teresa of Calcutta showed us that when we act in pure faith as she did, God will give us the strength we need to persevere and to succeed. My friends, today at the table of the Eucharist, Jesus nourishes us with his body and blood to strengthen us to carry the cross as faithful disciples. As we receive his body and blood, we know that Jesus picked up his cross and preferred no one, preferred nothing, not even his own life, to loving us. May the holy meal that we will receive today make us grateful for the Lord's love and strengthen us to give him first place in our hearts and in our lives. Brothers and sisters, let us pray then today that God may give us his spirit, a spirit of hope, so that we can be worthy to be called Jesus' disciples, carrying our crosses and carrying on the work that Jesus began. And we can do no better than to learn from someone who did that again and again. Saint Teresa of Calcutta. My friends, we need not be afraid, because discipleship does always cost. But we know, too, that Jesus is always with us. Saint Teresa of Calcutta, pray for us. Amen.